So must be prepared the ground for the sowing, for the entering of the seed of light in one's earth. The seed of man is the gathered light of form. The seed of light is the grace of the perfect master. The first is coupled with death. The second is the cause of immortality. Following the moon path is rebirth. Following the track of the sun, the wheel of birth is broken. Man is reborn in the deathless, never to return except as a perfect master. Worshipping the gods of thy God, the gods of gadgets and guns, one is born again where the burden may be reassumed, where the fright and the frustration may again be enjoyed. Worshipping with surrenderance and love the name and form of God, to God one comes when it is the whim of the perfect master. Suffering birth again and again, and never learning that ourselves, of our desires and hopes, exist not, but arose out of nothing. Nothing held loosely in everything's hand as a game for its knowledge, that it comes at long last to the condition of a perfect master. Held in its hand as a ball and tossed and caught and tossed by a man marking the pleasure of his marksmanship, or as a mirror in a lovely woman's hand advising her of her loveliness, is the world of forms and births in the hand of the perfect master. Thus, the sunbeat and wave roll and breaking of dream joys and dream pains, and the eyes washed or sealed with new pain, the one adored melting into one's outline of desiring or hardening into bitter pain until we of ourselves melt into the eyes and love of the perfect master. The clearing of the ground for the sowing, for the entering, is the unlearning of learning. For learning is your rubbish heap of conceit. For this, in the first place, Prometheus Agni brought down the heavenly fire by order of the perfect master. But some mind impressions do not burn, and for these a Shiva brought down the waters of Ganga, to drown them, to create on earth a reservoir for tears for lovers, the rivers, divine ocean bearing, according to the will of the perfect master. And some neither burn nor drown, but must be strangled to death. Hence it is said, swallow thy breath every moment. But this is not possible unless by the gift of divine love one is strangled for sight of him, the gift of the perfect master. To unlearn all one has learned, a bitter swallowing, a chasmal yawping before one's feet, a yawping yawning, a wide witty to hang fat-necked conceit. Impossible without the guidance of the perfect master. So it is said, one moment in the company of a saint is worth 100 years of penance and prayer. And as Baba pointed out, Jalaluddin was talking only about saints. How much magnified when related to the being of God in the person of the perfect master. All written words are dead until you bring them to life. But the life you give them will be your own image of falseness, not truth. Truth is contained only in the life-giving word of the perfect master. It is better to read than gossip. It is better to meditate than read. It is better to love than meditate. But since you are already trapped in the coils of mental convulsions, read the books of the saints, and God speaks by the perfect master. And serve other than self, since self is the veil between oneself and self. But the hindrance to this is delight in praise and resentment of blame and love of expressing these two, unless directed according to the instructions of the perfect master. Or deny the world and oneself, and in utter solitude, regardless of food and wet or dry and cold or heat, fix one's mind wholly and undividedly on the formula, I am God, until he appears in the form of the perfect master. Or practice the moral law and accept the responsibility sowing and reaping has apportioned one. The bones of religion to pick and rattle until the round of time brings one round to fortune of sight of the perfect master. The moral law, first make peace with thy brother. But pitiful indeed is one who says, first the affairs of the world, then the path to God. Easy the path, he thinks. The weight of the world will anchor his feet, and never will he find the path to the door of the perfect master. Pitiful the one who, because of a dream, of an angel visiting him, or Christ speaking, imagines he's on the path. Sunk in a stupor on the seashore, watching a ship passing, but not on its deck the lovely form and person of the perfect master. Pitiful the one who says, alone I will do it. He has not heard the way is strewn with the bones of hundreds of thousands who thought thus. Or, though you be a lion coming under the shade of this palm tree, sayings of warning because of the compassion of the perfect master. Twaddling and twittering are they, snooking and sniting, hopping nervously, push-purring and fiddle-paddling while ranging the hills, his glorious mane sweeping the earth, and the roar of his throat gathering itself for the day of his lovely utterance is the Lion of God, Christ, the perfect master. Nor follow the way of the rice Christians, the ones in it for the handout, who reckon heaven is a ready-built home on a lottery-won allotment, and God a cow to be tethered on the back lawn for milking. Mean men who refuse the lovely song call of the perfect master. Nor follow those who close their eyes and behold themselves infinitely desirable and repeat the formula of their own names or breathe on the in-breath magnifying themselves, on the out-breath exuding self-stench, while even the dumb earth swims in the perfumed breath of the perfect master. Nor dung your eyes and ears with pigments and words and sounds of seeming relation, blinding your eyes to the lovely model of man and your ears to his singing. Nor theories nor works will avail to imprint in your heart the form and message of the perfect master. The spiritual path is the natural occupation of adults. Unconcern is the prerogative of children. The child came here out of curiosity, but the child became a man in order to experience in the world, his own body, the grace of the perfect master. Oh, and in the dawn I heard the news being bandied about. Today is being spread the feast for the tavern keeper's son. I would sweep the floor of the tavern with my eyelashes if there was any chance of being invited to a drinking bout with the disciples of the perfect master. And I heard in my dreaming, which, oh fool, I fondly imagine is waking, the sound of great drops of water splashing, and saw a fountain glorious in the sun, and knew, or was told, these are the tears of compassion of the perfect master. Decked in tinsel of riches and position, a man is a caricature of likeness unto God, an idol of self-worship. Adorned with divine qualities natural in a man, he declares his true sonship to the perfect master. Material ambition is delusion, that acquisition is security. But what the world calls security is proved no security, because it rests upon that which is changing and passing, and not upon love, which is the root and being and crown of the perfect master. Self is not any of the conditions or qualities it imagines, nor somebody, nor nobody, nor accomplished, nor unaccomplished. All these are impressions, impressioning mind, vehicle of self. The natural condition of self is love. Its demonstration is the being and life and acts of the perfect master. Remember the love of your loves. All are pleased with the gift, but few praise the giver, until another snatches away the gift. Behind the sun days and the moon nights is the glory and gentleness of the sun and the moon of the perfect master. Beneath the cry and complaining for position and honor is the cry and weeping of the soul for self-established existence. Beneath the fret and restriction is the relentless. Beneath the fret and restriction is the restlessness, and the bond breaking and the going forth from oneself to self, who is none other than the perfect master. There is music struck with a hand or labored to voice utterance. There is the unstruck music of the heart and the soul's clear and effortless singing. There is the written verse and the hand-painted picture and the painting of the soul in likeness of the perfect master. September of the passing year and eternal spring. Soft winds laden with the orchard's sweetness, and the breeze coming from the garden of the beloved. A choice easy for the plainsmen, but hard for us who have not yet found favor with the perfect master. The pious and the materialists have their reward, and the perfume seller on the street corner has occasionally the eye of love returning his bright glances. But we who have no love, nor pity, nor hope of rewards, nor work in the service of the perfect master. So he has advised us to leave it to him, as aforetime he told us to take no thought for tomorrow. Tomorrow means still hope, and he already has been hopeless and helpless on the roads of the world, that we may become helpless and hopeless of all save the perfect master. Unlearn your learning, unhope your hopes, unlove your love. Nothingness is becoming to those arisen from nothing. Clear some ground for love. Love, the entire forgetter, the only rememberer, the chastener and cherisher, the perfect master. And seek the glorious one, thyself, unborn, undying, unfretted, and undismayed. Thyself, creator of heaven and earth, unloved, unhated, but love perfect and existence alone in self. Thyself in the form and being of the perfect master. Seek his love, or ever the dark wave shall bear you in fiercest sunbeat of days and terrible loneliness of nights. Nor flag nor friend to greet you, utter night, and the dark wave curling above you. Seek his love and forgiveness while yet he is here in the form of the perfect master. Clearing the ground is erasing the impressions of the mind. The impressions are the veils between ourselves and truth. When they are erased, self stays in his native condition. Self, the beyond the God of love from where we once came. The here God of redemption in the person of the perfect master. The perfect master, the man God who was a man who became a man, the perfect master who is God directly descended, who takes the wheel of the world car from the hands of the perfect master's number one driver and drives the new circuit and establishes correct lap time. Of all perfect masters, the perfect master. The perfect master, avatar, who is none but God, who is the everything, which contains the nothing, and his devotee. Thank you.
Love loves not those whom love fattens, but makes destitute. From the orchards of winter ruin, virgins of summer fruit. If you are desiring well-being, it is not your time for the twists and graces of inconsequential rhyme. One cannot become one with the beloved whomsoever until one has severed oneself from selfness forever. The great lovers have always ardently pursued death. First they surrendered their hearts, then their minds, then their breath. Like the deer and the dog, they followed the scent of fire. In the darkest night, they gave birth to the brightest star. Give up hope, foolish heart. There's no death worse than expectancy. Love for love's sake alone, and you have solved every mystery. The path is a looped rope with both ends in the same place. One end was God's desire. The other is the Master's grace. Though fate a thousand times makes you a pawn in its game, do not give up. Cling like a child to the skirt of your beloved's name. Though the wave rises before you, awful as a mountain, do not give up. 'Tis but a ripple on the pond of the knowledge bliss fountain. Though fortune fare as fickle as a fickle goddess, though fortune fare as a fickle goddess smiles on you, do not give up. Behind the smile is the ever-loving, the true. Though earth be crushed under the hammers of the sun, do not give up. When the wreck is swept away, before you will be the beloved's form. Though your beloved may look at you askance, do not give up. One day will come his invitation to the dance. Think of the men who went before, those who will come after. Do not give up. Earth, millions of times, our troubles are matter for huge laughter. The end of every affair was in its beginning. Do not give up. The conclusion of your journey is in your singing. Though fate a thousand times makes you a pawn in its game, do not give up. Cling like a child to the skirt of your beloved's name. Though the wave arises before you, awful as a mountain, do not give up. It is but a ripple on the pond of the knowledge bliss fountain. Though fortune fair as a fickle goddess smiles on you, do not give up. Behind the smile is the ever-loving, the true. Though earth be crushed under the hammers of the sun, do not give up. When the wreck is swept away, before you will be the beloved form. Though your beloved may look at you askance, do not give up. One day will come his invitation to the dance. Think of the men who went before, those who will come after. Do not give up. Earth, millions of times, our troubles are matter for huge laughter. The end of every affair was in its beginning. Do not give up. The conclusion of your journey is in your singing. You warn. That on this path was nothing but pain, and we glibly assented, but now we complain. We were assenting to what was our idea of pain, tangible enemies to be suffered for love's gain. Something heroic we had in mind, battle strain, great oaths in wild blood, caught in a drunken refrain. You told us to leave the matter in your hands, remain resigned to your will and whim. You made that quite plain. What irks is the very ordinariness of this pain, not even our names on the honor roll of the slain. You told us that the only traffic in lover's lane was when the wind blew and one had to become a dust grain. Beloved, another dawn sky bears drought's red sky. Forgive us if sometimes hot stone cries for cool rain. You warned us that on this path there was nothing but pain, and we glibly assented. But now we complain. We were assenting to what was our idea of pain, tangible enemies to be suffered for love's gain. Something heroic we had in mind, battle's strain, great oaths and wild blood caught in a drunken refrain. You told us to leave the matter in your hands, remain resigned to your will and whim. You made that quite plain. What irks is the very ordinariness of this pain. Not even our names on an honor roll of the slain. You told us that the only traffic in Lover's Lane was when the wind blew, and one had to become a dust grain. Beloved, another dawn sky bears drought's red stain. Forgive us if sometimes hot stone cries for cool rain. Love is something other than what the wordmongers say. Their words are cries of pigeons as the guns blaze away. At one time it's the bottle, the book, the girl and the grove, or an orchestral setting of palm trees and a sandy cove. Another time they favor forests of chimney stacks, but concrete is hard on knees and harder on backs. Or they project the swashbuckling hero in high adventures. They don't want 40 years of being bound by indentures. The cold fact is, this love game is absolutely no go. Whether with girl or god, one is a donkey at a horse show. Whatever. Fight shy of all love pretenders. A thug is a safer companion. With him there's no humbug. To love is something other than what the poet merchants say. Their words are rotten fruit, shamelessly top-dressed for display. To love is something other than what the wordmongers say. Their words are cries of pigeons as the guns blaze away. At one time it's the bottle, the book, the girl and the grove, or an orchestral setting of palm trees in sandy cove. Another time they favor forests of chimney stacks, but concrete is hard on knees and harder on backs.